Hi there, and welcome to a special bonus edition of the Championship Rounds podcast. My name's Simon Head, coming to you from back home in Kent, here in England. As I'm sure you're fully well aware, UFC 189 is making headlines all over the internet, all down to one man's rib. Jose Aldo claims he's broken it. Several doctors say he hasn't. His camp is still insisting that the bone is fractured. So, as we stand right now, we don't know if Jose Aldo is going to actually fight Conor McGregor on July the 11th. He says he wants to, he says he's going to, but the doctors have yet to clear him, the Athletic Commission has yet to clear him, and of course he's got to make weight for that title fight. There are an awful amount of permutations floating around, so the UFC have taken the unprecedented move for a headline fight. It's certainly not something I've heard of happening before. They're bringing in a super sub. They're basically bringing in a reserve to go through the process, make weight, and be there in case Aldo drops out at any point between now and fight night so that he can step in. That man is the UFC's number one featherweight contender, Chad Money Mendez. He's very excited for this opportunity, and I had the rare privilege of being able to chat to him a matter of hours after this had been announced. Here's what he had to say. Hi, Chad. How's it going?
Good, how you doing, Simon?
I'm very good. This must be the craziest week of your career, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I was saying this is going to be the craziest 2 weeks of my life, but, you know, this is something that, you know, I love to do, and I'm down to do it, so bring it on.
So, as a percentage, how confident are you that you're actually going to be stepping into the octagon and fighting on July the 11th?
You know, I honestly have no freaking idea what percentage. You know, I was told, like, hey, you know, Aldo's injured, but still is claiming that he's going to be able to fight, but we need to have a backup plan. You know, we cannot have this fight fall through or this card fall through. So they asked if I would be down to, you know, prepare for this fight like I'm fighting. You know, I got to get up, get to Vegas. I got to make weight. I got to do all the media, you know, and I said, yeah, I'm down to do it. Let's get after it. So, you know, they haven't told me what the percentage is of me possibly fighting or not, so I'm just treating this like I'm fighting this title fight.
So are you going to be doing the media day the same as everybody else and presumably doing a face-off with McGregor?
Yeah, I haven't got all the fine details like that, but I would assume, yeah.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So when did you first hear about this? Obviously, we heard about the injury the other night. Obviously, you know, the internet just melted when that happened. At what point did you think that, you know, there was an opportunity for you? And at what point did the UFC get in touch, or was it you getting in touch with them?
No, I think it was 2 days ago when that broke all over the internet. One of my teammates actually screenshotted one of the websites and posted it, you know, the headliner, and posted it in a group text with all of us at Team Alpha Male, and they're like, I don't know if this is true, but if this is true, man, you gotta jump all over this. And I was like, shit, this is news to me. So I hit my managers up and I was like, is this true? And they're like, we haven't heard anything about it, but we'll look into it. About an hour later, I get a call, and my managers are saying, what kind of shape are you in? Can you make weight in a couple weeks? And I said, hell yeah, let's do it. So Dana ended up calling me when I was in Vegas. I had to go to Vegas to film a promo yesterday.
Right.
And I was there, and Dana called me. He's like, dude, are you in Vegas? Said, yeah. And he's like, where at? And I told him, which it just happened to be right next door to the Tough Gym. And about an hour later, cruises in. He's like, here's the deal. We want you to, you know, we don't know if Aldo's out or not, but would you be willing to be a backup and fight, you know, Conor for the interim title? And I said, let's fucking sign the contract right now. So.
Yeah, it's unprecedented. I don't think we've ever seen. I know we've had instances where guys have been scheduled to fight and then their opponents dropped off and then they've still gone on and made weight and got their show money. But doing it this way around is, I've never heard of this before. Have you?
No, me either. And when he told me this, I was like, wow, this is, you know, pretty bizarre. But I mean, if you guys think this is what needs to happen, let's do it. But yeah, we'll see, man. Am I? Be showing up to Vegas, making weight, and then, you know, just end up watching Aldo and Conor get after it. But, you know, worst thing for me, I just had to make weight, but I'll be picking out in Vegas some buffets.
So are you getting, presumably they're going to give you show money, right?
Well, I mean, we're still trying to figure that out. I mean, they, you know, they said that they would take care of me, but we don't know what it's going to be. But, you know, I just told him, this is a huge opportunity. You know, if Aldo can't fight, I'll get in there and fight for the title. And I said, all right. So, yeah, we haven't figured that out yet. But either way, man, I'd be happy to just do it for free and get in there and get after it with this guy, man. This is a dream of mine. You know, and it's kind of a weird circumstance, but, you know, there's been other fighters that are now champions that have kind of gone through weird circumstances as well. So, you know, it's understandable, and if that's what it's got to be, then let's do it.
Absolutely. And have you been given any kind of assurances in terms of what happens next if you don't fight?
No, not really. I mean, we're waiting to see what was going to happen with Aldo and Connor. You know, it's obviously me and Frankie right there at the top, and, you know, I think depending on who wins that fight, you know, that's what's going to determine whether or not me or Frankie fight for the belt next. So we basically were just sitting back kind of watching, and in my mind from the beginning, I had a feeling that there might be some kind of injury or something. But, you know, I haven't been letting myself get too far out of shape and kind of keeping my weight under control. So, good thing, man.
So is that the thinking that you've got, that if the Connor-Aldo fight actually happens and Connor wins, you think you'll be next in, but if Aldo wins, you think Frankie might be more likely to get the shot? Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I mean, that's nothing that's set in stone, but, I mean, in my mind, that's probably what makes the most sense. I mean, I fought Aldo twice.
Yeah.
You know, Frankie's only fought him once, so, I mean, that would make sense that if Aldo wins, he'd be fighting next. But if Connor wins, you know, there's a good chance that I'd be thrown in there with him, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
Sure, and tell us about your feelings towards Connor. I know you've had a bit of a... You know, you've had some verbal exchanges in the past, and I know even on UK television over here, there was an interview you did just before you fought Aldo, and yourself and Connor had a little bit of back and forth. It's very entertaining for us viewers, but having to deal with a fast-talking Irish guy a few days before your fight probably wasn't the ideal thing to be dealing with on an international video link. But yeah, I mean, how do you feel about the guy? Is it genuine dislike, or is it just business as far as you're concerned?
You know, yeah, I feel like that whole thing that I did back before the fight was pretty much bullshit. But, you know, it is what it is. But honestly, man, the guy talks so fast and he has such a thick accent. Most of the time, I can't even understand what the hell he's saying. He's got to smile and nod, you know. But yeah, I mean, the stuff that's been said between us, I mean, it's real. You know, the guy, he's a big talker. You know, I got to say that I respect it, what he's done in the division and what he's done in the sport in such a short amount of time, but that doesn't mean I got to like the guy. So, you know, I would definitely love to get in there and punch him in the face. Don't get me wrong.
Have you had any communication from him or his camp? I mean, obviously, if this Aldo fight falls through for him... The fact that you're stepping up at short notice and it's going to be for an interim belt, that doesn't just save the show. It sort of saves the occasion for him, and it's going to be probably between 10,000 and 20,000 Irish fans coming over. So it saves the whole weekend for them as well.
No, it's going to be complete madness, and you know, I've thought of it, and that's something I'm expecting. So I'm willing to do it, man. This is my dream. I want to be the UFC champion. If it takes, you know, fighting Conor McGregor on 2 weeks' notice, you know, I feel like that's fine for me. You know, I'm healthy year round. You know, I stay healthy, I eat healthy. You know, I don't let my weight get too far out of control. I don't let my cardio turn to shit. So, you know, I'm always doing something. So, 2 weeks' notice, I mean, you know, for me at that point, it's making the weight and just kind of fine-tuning the game plan with this guy. But, you know, this is a guy I truly believe I can get in and beat on 2 weeks' notice.
Final question, if this fight between you and Connor doesn't happen, so if Aldo stays fit, how do you see that fight going?
I feel like Aldo has a lot of tools that can beat Connor, but, you know, Connor is very long, lanky, and rangy, and uses his striking very well, pinpoint accurate with it, and, you know, if Aldo gets in there and fights and doesn't completely gas out, I think Aldo wins, but you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for your time, Chad. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Chad.
So there you go, Chad Money Mendez. He's more than happy to step in at 2 weeks' notice and take on Conor McGregor for the UFC interim featherweight title. We don't know who's going to fight yet. We know that Conor's going to be there. injury permitting. Hopefully nothing happens to him between now and fight night. The only question now is, who's he going to face? Will it be the UFC featherweight champion, Jose Aldo, the man who hasn't lost in 10 years, and the man whose world tour with Conor McGregor has stoked the fires and really turned this fight into probably the most anticipated fight in recent UFC history? Or will it be the man who Conor has had a few verbal back and forth with himself, Chad Mendes, a man who has probably taken Jose Aldo into the deepest water in his career, taken him all the way, has actually floored the champion during that last title fight that they had. He wants a piece of Conor McGregor as well. Who's it going to be, Aldo or Mendes? We'll find out very soon. UFC 189, make sure you watch it. Make sure you stay following the Championship Rounds podcast. I'll have extra stuff for you from Las Vegas when I'm out there. And, enjoy the fights when they happen, whoever's involved.